The third verse of the Bible says this, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." We have at least three elements in this third verse. We have the agent of creation, who is God Himself. We see what He chose to create, and that thing that He chose to create first was light. We see the way that He did it. He did it simply by speaking, by His speaking voice. We know that God is omniscient. That means that there's nothing that God doesn't know. So in the fathomless depth of God's wisdom, He determined to create light first. We also know that God is omnipotent, which means that there's nothing that God can't do, at least nothing that He can do that's consistent with His own nature. And so God in His omniscience chose light first. God in His omnipotence created light first. We also ought to notice that in the New Testament, Jesus actually calls Himself light. It's one of His self-designations. I am the light of the world. Light helps us see. It shows us where we can go and what's ahead of us. You know, it's the shepherd who takes us where we should go and negotiates the path ahead of us. So the Lord Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And the Lord Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. We begin to see, even in the dawn of Genesis, in Earth's earliest moments, that this book is not only about creation, it's about redemption. And it's not only about redemption, it's about the Redeemer through and through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. And I hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.